From NPR West and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. Alex Chadwick is off. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, will Karl Rove survive the CIA leak scandal? But first to Birmingham, Alabama, where today serial bomber Eric Rudolph is sentenced. Earlier this year, he confessed to setting off explosions at a women's clinic in Birmingham, as well as at three Atlanta sites, including the 1996 Olympics. In all, Rudolph killed two people and wounded more than 100. He then spent 5 years on the run as a fugitive. Rudolph's plea agreement means he does not face the death penalty. NPR's Adam Hochberg is in Birmingham, and he joins us now. Adam, what's the mood at the courthouse there?
Well, it was a very bizarre day in court this morning. The court just got out of session a little while ago, and the drama here wasn't really the sentence. We already knew that Eric Rudolph had agreed to a plea bargain where he would get life in prison. But the drama came in a series of statements, both by Rudolph himself and some of his victims. Rudolph delivered what sounded like a political manifesto. He rambled on for about 10 minutes and was unrepentant about his attacks. He said that deadly force was justified to end what he called infanticide. He's referring now to the bombing at the clinic in Birmingham that performs abortions. He said what he did when he bombed the clinic was, in his words, pull back the lid on a stinking vat of vomit. Now, before Rudolph spoke, we also heard from some of the victims of his attacks. One woman who lost her husband, a police officer in the bombing, called Rudolph a piece of garbage. Another victim, a nurse who survived the bombing, called Rudolph a coward and a failure. Emily Lyons was her name. She worked at a nurse at the clinic, and she said to Eric, she said, Eric, you didn't shut the clinic down, and you didn't shut me down. And also noting that one of the many injuries she suffered in the explosion was a fused middle finger on her right hand. Lyons said to Rudolph, that's one injury I'd really like to show you.
Well, these crimes happened many, many years ago, and he was a fugitive for several years. Remind us what he has admitted to doing.
He's admitted to four bombings, the one here at the Birmingham clinic that killed the off-duty police officer and injured the nurse. And then the other bombings were three bombings in Atlanta, one at a clinic there, one at a gay nightclub, and perhaps most famously, the 1996 bombing at a downtown park in Atlanta during the Olympic Games. All told, his bombs killed two people, injured more than 100.
And tell us more about his plea agreement.
Well, this was a plea agreement with the Justice Department, and the department had originally thought about seeking the death penalty against Eric Rudolph, but there was one big reason that they didn't, and that was that while Rudolph was on the run from the law in North Carolina, he stashed some 250 pounds of dynamite somewhere in the North Carolina woods, and prosecutors were afraid that somebody would stumble upon that stash of dynamite, and it would cause a big explosion and hurt a lot of people. And they said this plea bargain was the only way to get Rudolph to tell them exactly where the dynamite was so that it could be safely removed. So that's why they agreed on a life prison term instead of death.
And quickly, what happens to Eric Rudolph next?
Well, he also needs to be sentenced for the Atlanta bombings, and that will happen in August. Then he is likely off to federal prison in Florence, Colorado, where he will live out the rest of his years.
NPR's Adam Hochberg outside, as we can hear, the courthouse in Birmingham, Alabama. Thanks, Adam.
Thank you.